This is More Than Just Some Funny Guys. Why More Than Just Some Funny Guys? Because that's what the fuck we is, man. Yeah, man, we gonna give y'all some real shit.
Gonna give y'all some funny shit.
We don't really care about that goofy shit. But you gonna get that too. So as a collective, we just gonna sit down and show y'all how serious we get. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Y'all know what I mean?
It's your girl Scarlett, and y'all are now listening to More Than Just Some Funny Guys.
All right, man. Coming in today on the small note today, my boy Murph got the flu. The boy out of there. The boy that fell sick on us. Know what I'm saying? So I just come up here to deliver a small portion of the juice, and I just came to give y'all a few droplets of what's going on today in the game. God damn. Everybody done seen it. Everybody done probably heard it. Ooh, this nigga Kendrick Lamar done gave them boys the business. Now it's been some dissing going on here recently in the 2024. But this right here, this not no murderous diss. This not no I'm finna pull up on your block. This, I'm not finna spin nothing. This going straight for your rap career, nigga. How are you finna respond, nigga? And then that's not the only thing. This nigga Drake just got off tour, so you know what I'm saying. He not in his rap bag right now. He not in his duffel. He not in the duffel right now, cause he chilling. He just got done chilling. He just had the little tour with J. Cole. Then they go on tour. They went on tour. Yeah, okay. They went on tour. So what they? I think they told him about it in Miami. I think that's where they told the nigga about it. So it's pictures of this nigga in the club and shit, and this nigga on his phone and shit. Now niggas talking about he looking at the phone and the nigga look mad. The nigga look like he don't know how to respond. Whole time I'm thinking that nigga is writing his response in the middle of the club, nigga, in the middle of the Miami party. Just think now. Tell me this don't sound like Drake, what I'm about to say. Tell me this ain't finna sound like a diss song that this nigga Drake is about to come out with. It was 12 a.m. in Miami when I got the news. Get your head down, don't it? Then now, tell me that ain't what this boy, hey, say, when you diss that nigga, that's when that light-skinned nigga get backed into that corner and that nigga turn into a honey badger. Now, this nigga, he got a career. He got. Let me see. I ain't gonna say a career. Let me see. This nigga Drake got the kind of bag that if he come back on you, it's career ending. It's career ending. He done ended. Look at Meek now. Look at this nigga Meek now. This nigga Meek a CEO now. This nigga Meek not in the streets no more. This nigga Meek done. We done seen this nigga crying over going to jail for doing the wheelie down the street for 60 days. Like the nigga Meek, he done cut Meek off. Meek not a non-factor now. Let me see who else he done had a run with. I can't even think of really who the nigga done had a run with, cause it be so fast. It be like so fast. Pusha T. Now Pusha T, him and Pusha T had some good back and forth. They had some good back and forth. But when he told that nigga Pusha, well, I got some shit I can put out here that will finish you, nigga. More finish you, nigga. It was no more dissing after that. He killed Pusha. He dropped him. So if it's finna go, how I'm thinking it's finna go, this nigga already got it cooked up. He already got it cooked up. He probably just going over it. He probably like, these niggas now today, in today's day, the diss gotta come like this. This gotta come like this, or you ass, you let this nigga Kendrick get on your ass, you sorry nigga, you ain't respond. No. What this nigga Drake gonna do? He gonna do a couple features, what? He gonna get on a couple features, he gonna throw a couple shots, pew, pew, on some features. They gonna be the hardest bars ever that you ever heard towards Kendrick. Then the diss track gonna come. Then he gonna set it off. But The bars that this nigga Kendrick gave this nigga, let me tell you, I damn near thought Kendrick Lamar was a fucking pharmacist doctor. You giving this nigga so many bars. God damn, he got that nigga a prescription of bars. Shit. He say, this nigga say, these niggas talking out the side of their necks. Don't pull no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat, nigga. Don't pull no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat, nigga. That's just now dissecting the verse of this shit. Niggas clicking up, but can't be legit no 40 water. Nigga, if y'all go on the internet, it's a picture. Be legit, 40 water, stand together in the picture, nigga. Niggas clicking up. You talking about clicking up like this? Be legit. Say, man, the nigga was in his, like, how, I don't even know how to say that word. The nigga was in his, in the, boy, the nigga was in there. You hear me? Whatever it was, deep enough to get up in, the nigga was in the abysmal bag, nigga. The nigga was in the abyss bag. Nigga was deep. Nigga was kangaroo bag. What the fuck? Get up with me. Fuck sneak this and first person shooter. I hope they came with 3 switches. I hope you niggas got 3 of them. Not 1. That niggas, I hope you niggas came with 3 switches. Nigga, I want y'all niggas to come with 3 of them, nigga. This finna get crazy. Hold on. Now this is why I think this nigga officially his brain snapped in half when he said this shit. Now after he said it, he probably didn't give a fuck. Motherfucker, the big 3. Nigga, it's just big me. Now we ain't heard from this nigga in years. We ain't heard from Kendrick in years. So after that bar, and whatever he come with after that, it better be hard as hell. If it's just big him. It better be tough. Then he go on to say, nigga bum what? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Now, for all the young people out there, nigga, Mike Jack and Prince was the pretty niggas that was beefing over shit. Like, no, nigga, I spit on my toes first. No, nigga, well, you want to do that, nigga? How about I moonwalk? How about I walk backwards on niggas then? No, nigga, my hair longer than yours. I'm sexier than you, nigga. Them niggas was arguing over crazy, who got the best vocals and all type of shit. But they were never like, you know what I'm saying? They seen each other, they probably slap each other type shit. So they going on to say, you know how Mike passed away and the Prince lived on, everybody still jamming Prince music, you know what I'm saying? That nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. That's where he getting at with that bar, nigga. My music outlives yours, nigga. It's probably gonna outlive yours when we gone type shit. He just getting in them. Now right now, he dissecting this nigga Drake right now. You know what I'm saying? He getting up in this nigga. This nigga say, nigga bum. All my dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these 9s. For all my dogs getting buried, that's a K for all these 9. This nigga Drake got an album called For All My Dogs. Yep. And for all my dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these 9s. Stop playing, nigga. He gonna see Pet Sematary. No, I ain't gotta go there. If you know Pet Sematary, I ain't gotta go there. You already know what it is. K9, Pet Sematary, Dead Dog, K9. The boy officially had snapped. You know what I'm saying? The boy got in that booth and that nigga said, you know what? I'm finna shake the world today. I'm finna fuck it up today. That boy went in there and tow it up. And if you see the video of Drake in this goddamn club and this nigga on this phone, the nigga look distraught. I ain't gonna lie. The nigga look distraught because he probably seeing all type of messages like, man, you can't let the nigga get on you like this. Nah, K-Dog just came out the woodwork on you, D. On hood, Drizzy on hood. So he probably on the phone like, man, what the fuck going on? I'm talking about right there. This nigga started writing the first bar. It was 12 a.m. Miami. Rolly just text me. Kendrick just dissed me. I'm telling you, it's gonna start off just like that. It was bad bitches around me, champagne bottles, and I just turned around and nigga just tried to clown me. Boy, what? He gonna go in, he gonna say some crazy, he gonna, boy, say, I'm telling you, I don't even think it's gonna take a long time. I probably think it's gonna take about a week, or probably about a week or two. But I'm telling you, this nigga Drake is writing right now. Right now, this nigga, right. If he ain't done with it, he finna be done with it in a minute. That's what I'm thinking. So Kendrick, for Kendrick, I think this is gonna be a good ass back and forth. And this really what the motherfucking rap game they really done needed on the cool. Cause Nick, hey, if I hear about one more nigga spinning the block and dropping the, I'm getting sick of that shit. I need some bars and we really need that. And oh, Wayne supposed to be dropping on April 4th, so I'm really ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Really ready to hear some real shit, some real bars, some legitimate bars. So yeah, we really needed this little shit to pop off. So these new artists can like see what a real hip hop beef is. Because if you see one of these new artists in the game, they not in the beef with another like up their artist. It's a nigga from their hood that just rapped that he took off before. It's a nigga from back home, or it's a nigga from over here, and this, and we don't even know the nigga half the time. We don't even know who they be beefing with. We don't even know who they be talking about spinning on. We don't know what the fuck is going on. But in this shit, they going straight for each other. They going straight for each other career. This is where your career hang in the balance. Cause whoever get on top, that's who the crowd finna follow. Like, just like if these niggas had a fist fight and Kendrick Lamar won, the crowd gonna run up to Kendrick. Oh, nigga, you whooped that nigga ass. If Drake win, oh, nigga, you beat that nigga ass. I mean, he gonna have some, like, oh, bro, damn, get him next time type shit. But after that, it probably might not be the next time. Because if he cook you real good, if he souffle that ass, you might not get a second chance out that bitch. Uh-oh, it might not be no responding. Hell no. Mm-mm. But I think the game had needed this right here to just show the young niggas how a real rap beat like really go. Cause this shit and shooting up the shit and telling on yourself and then having a career for 3 months is crazy. You niggas have a career for 4 months, the laws will get a hold of you, find a video where you talking about killing 6 niggas and boom, your ass going to jail. Your career gone. Stop doing that shit. Stop telling on yourself. Just talk about some shit. Some other shit. Like, talk. The nigga Kendrick ain't come for nothing besides that nigga. He ain't come for nothing else besides that nigga. Just straight Drake. He came straight for that nigga. Nigga, I'm the big three, nigga. Nigga, it's the big me, nigga. I got a casket for all your dogs, or the graveyard for all your dogs, whatever that bar was, nigga. He came straight for that man's career, nigga. So Drake got to answer back with some hot sauce, nigga. Some cayenne pepper, nigga. So ooh, that nigga Drake got to come with this seasoning. I ain't bullshitting. Cause nigga, let me tell you something. When I seen that shit at 12 o'clock last night, nigga, I had work this morning. Nigga, I seen that shit at 12 o'clock last night and stayed up till 3, nigga, dissecting them bars. I was like, boy, hold on, boy. Hold on, boy. Did this really just happen? Did this nigga just come for the light-skinned prince of the hip-hop game? Did this nigga really just touch a hair on Drake's head just now? No, nigga. No, we not doing that, nigga. Not Aubrey, nigga. Not Aubrey Graham, nigga. So, this nigga really gotta come. He really gotta come with it. So I'm hoping my nigga Drake really bring what we need. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that he answer back in a timely manner. And if it do keep going, I ain't gonna say. I ain't got no favorites. I ain't leaning toward nobody. If the shit do keep going, we just gonna all see it together, and we gonna see how it happen. We gonna see how it fold out, or whatever you wanna say. And this your boy Slim Diddy, and I'm gone, man.